Hey guys, welcome back to the Trouble Podcast. I am Quinn. We're going to be talking about some things today. Got a couple things up my sleeve, as you could say. Stupid as hell, sorry. I said last time that we would go through one weird mystery in episodes. So I figured we would just get that right out of the way. I know I'm just kind of jumping into it, but it's been a long day. I'm very tired. I recently was able to get a couple exercise equipment things for free. For free from some guy off Facebook. And it was nice, Facebook Marketplace, and I've been just kind of working out and punching the bag. And it's gotten pretty tired today because, you know, I've been a lazy sack of crap the past couple of years. So working out the past few days, not like, you know, nonstop, basically. I guess nonstop, but, you know, a few hours a day. It's gotten to me tired. But I did find one weird. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, guys. Please don't hold that against me. I did find, two weird mysteries that I wanted to read through just because I thought they were so freaking weird. This one was very strange. In 1994, six brainstorms in Oakville, Washington. Okay, I'm going to read like the story. It was a day in 1994. Residents of Oaksville, Washington were just enjoying the day as any other. They knew the rain was coming. They saw the stories on the news. They knew that they needed to get inside to avoid the rain. But when it finally started to rain, things were different. This wasn't water. This was a jelly. A jelly, you say? Yes, a jelly. And it was actually very weird because all the residents in the area started to experience flu-like symptoms after coming in contact with this jelly. And pets all over the city started dying left and right. And what did they find? They found out the jelly was human white blood cells. But to this day, no one knows what happened. It's a real story. You guys can check that out. I'm reading this off of... BuzzFeed. I hate BuzzFeed. Sorry about it. I don't care. BuzzFeed is disgusting. They perpetuate, in my opinion, they perpetuate race hate. They put a lot of fake stories out there. There's like actual cases of racism, actual cases of, attacks against other races. And they put out as many fake stories as they possibly can to perpetuate the hatred between races and perpetuate the hatred between people. And to me, that's disgusting because there's no need, dude. There's no need to hate anymore, anyone or anything. There's no reason for it. So I can't stand them, but we won't talk about that too much. Just using their page for their weird mysteries. And then I'm going to read this one, too. I'm going to read this just like an old person, though. In 1994. Ooh. Same year as that weird blood cell shit. In February 1994. This was in California. So this was just down the coastline from Washington. Gloria Ramirez was admitted to the California emergency room while suffering an aggressive cervical cancer. She entered the hospital at 8:15 p.m. She was extremely confused, had an oily sheen covering her body, could have been sweat. The medical staff, after treating her, immediately started to feel ill. They were fainting, and Ramirez was pronounced dead at 45 minutes after 45 minutes of CPR and it's one of those words like people can't say aluminum. I have a hard time with defibrillation. That's as good as it's going to get. And apparently 23 people in the hospital became ill. Five of them were hospitalized, and one medical resident spent 2 weeks in intensive care. As of right now, they do classify it as a case of mass hysteria, which, I mean, makes sense. I mean, should I get a sharp pain in my chest? I think I'm dying, so. And we'll do one more mystery because these are kind of short. Oh, I read this one. It's, if you guys are interested, it's the story of a 28-year-old Lars Mittek. He was just seen running away from the airport he's supposed to get on. But I'm not going to go into the story because it's been so widely covered. It probably was just a case of psychological break or, sorry, I got to pause this dumb video that's next. That's like in the BuzzFeed. I don't care. What it's like traveling to Hong Kong during a pandemic. No offense, who cares? It was a psychotic break or maybe schizophrenic, like, you know, undiagnosed schizophrenic break that he didn't even know he had. Let me see if there's any more. Just one more mystery. Well, this is a long one. I remember this. A bunch of, you know, I am gonna read this just because it's so weird. It's been covered a lot, but I thought it was so weird. So in 2016, Mark Jacoba Trope and their adult kids Rian, Mitchell, and Ella left their home in Victoria, Australia. The police searched for a few days. They found an unlock. They found their car. It was unlocked, but their cards, phones were all left behind. It was later reported that Mr. and Mr. Trump were showing signs of paranoia and stress and fled their homes. Mitchell seemed, I'm trying to like reword this so it's not as wordy. Mitchell seemed to be the only one affected by the belief that his family was in danger and had brought his mobile phone along with them. When his parents discovered it, they made him throw it out the window. By Tuesday morning, they had traveled about 500 miles north of to a town in NSW, which I'm not going to lie, I don't really know where that is. And Mitchell left the family to go home because he was like, yo, y'all are acting mad weird. The rest of the family continued to travel, but how did he even get home, though? That's my thing. The rest of the family continued to travel, but then the two sisters left their parents. They stole a car and reported their parents missing. They ended up separating, and Ella and Mitchell were the first two members of the Trump. It's T-R-O-M-P. It's Trump family to return home. Rian, on the other hand, had climbed into the back of a car when the driver... Period. When the driver discovered her, she was in a catatonic state and didn't know her name or where she was. Eventually, the entire family was found. And then their strange behavior was over. The police called it a massive meltdown, which I guess is probably similar to mass hysteria, but it's a psychotic break of families. Probably really tight-knit families, you know, or the dad probably was going like, one of the family members was having a meltdown and he got his other family members to believe this and believe that. And it probably, I could see that being spread easily. Ooh, geez Louise. Tired kids. Okay, this actually... Okay, well, I'm going to read this one, and this will be the last one. In 1994, 62 primary school-age children in Zimbabwe were on break, and they saw four silver crafts at the edge of the playground. When they investigated, they saw a small creature wearing tight suits and big eyes like rugby balls. Some of the children claimed the creatures communicated with them telepathically. While some of them were traumatized, others were excited. Obviously, the teachers didn't believe these reports, but they all went home and told their parents about the incident. And when the children were separated and asked to draw what they saw, all the children drew the same thing. Very interesting. Well... That's just creepy. well, you know what? We'll call that good on mysteries. These aren't really, like, crazy though. Like, these are just like weird. They're just like, I don't know. I feel like those are like, if we're talking 1 through 10, they're like a 4. They're not, Unsolved Mysteries, 10 Creepiest Creating Cases, according to its co-creator. Dial A for abduction. On the night of April 4th, 1991, 20-year-old Angela Hammond disappeared from Clinton, Missouri while talking with her boyfriend, Rob Schaefer, from a payphone. She described a suspicious man circling the block in a green pickup truck and then stopped next to her before she screamed. She dropped the phone. Schaefer jumped in his car and raced to the scene, and when he saw the pickup drive past him, he tried to pursue it, slammed the car in reverse, and blew its transmission. The police suspected him. He was soon cleared when a witness came forward and described seeing the truck, as the segment shows. It was so tragic. He rushed off to save her, and when it sounds like she's in trouble, his car breaks down. He basically sees her, goes off down the road with her abductor, and never to see her again. I don't really see how that's creepy, though. Like, why would that be creepy? Whatever. I don't think that one's creepy. 2 weeks after the disappearing in 1989, Cindy James was found dead near an abandoned house with her legs and arms bound behind her back with nylon socks around her neck. Oh, I read this one. They believe that she had two personalities and that she was like, one of her personalities was trying to kill her because they could never find the person who was putting dead cats and all these things around her house. They never even saw anybody else. It was just her. All right, this isn't what this podcast is about. So we're going to get off the Unsolved Mysteries. I don't really have a whole bunch to talk about today, just because, like I said, I didn't really prepare anything. Today is normally my day. I get a bunch of stuff done. I'm supposed to pay my house payment today, but for some reason, my bank locked me out. They locked me out of accessing my account. And then, when I tried to get a hold of them, the person I could get a hold of said they don't have the authority to let me into my account. And I was like, so who has the authority to let me into the account? And she's like, well, you'll have to wait until tomorrow to get that. And I was like, but my payment is due today. So yeah, it's been a rough day. I don't know. I was going to talk. I have a script prepared, but I was going to save that for the next time Antonio is with us, just because it involves marijuana, which, by the way, guys, there's nothing wrong with smoking pot. I smoked 2 days ago. I've been trying to stay not necessarily clean so I can keep, you know, I can stay sober, man. I hate pot. I quit smoking nicotine recently. And I noticed when I feed that oral fixation of smoking pot, it makes me want to smoke cigarettes or a vape. Vapes are worse, I swear. But I quit nicotine. I've been 3 weeks clean. Woo. But pot is like, if I hit that, then I'm thinking about a cigarette or a vape, and I'm just trying to not cut myself off, but, you know, work my way into being full-time clean. And honestly, that stuff is addictive. For all you vape smokers out there, I do have a story for you. Let me look it up. This article came out, that's crazy. This girl and six other people, I believe, got diagnosed. Yes, that's right here. They had their lungs. Well, this is a specific story, but their lungs were infected with chlamydia after using vape for a year. They were diagnosed with chlamydia and pneumonia. The video reignited talk of life-threatening vape illnesses being investigated by CDC and FDA. And I gotta be honest with you, man, like, I don't see any problem with smoking or vaping. If that's what you want to do, if that's what you're gonna do, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you not to do it. I'm just saying, everything comes with...
Jeez, I'm so sorry, guys.
Everything comes with risks. People think that, you know, just because, how do I put this? People believe that just because, they are vaping, they are staying away from the ignition, that means that they are instantly staying away from everything else that's wrong with it. But the thing is that especially when it comes to the disposable vapes and stuff, those things aren't very super regulated. That's why they were trying to take them off the shelves and shit. I'd much rather you go to the store and buy a Nord and put the vape juice in and clean it all yourself there. But the thing is that the factories these things are made in, they're just like any other factory. They can get mice, they can get rodents in the factories messing with the different type of chemical glycerins. I'm not really sure if glycerin is in the disposable vapes. But they can get in these things and they enjoy the smell because they smell sweet. And mice carry chlamydia. They carry pneumonia. They carry pneumonia-causing bacteriums and stuff like that. So it's just, you know, smoke at your own risk. Smoke responsibly. Much rather use fucking smoke. Much rather you hit a dab than you know, smoke a cigarette or smoke a breeze. But what can I tell you about them? I'm not going to say breeze specifically. Allegedly breeze. Let me throw that out there. I'm going to get sued by breeze for talking crap. But yeah, I mean, and weed's not perfect either. You hear a lot of people all the time try to say, like, you know, weed isn't this, weed isn't that. Nobody's ever died from weed. Well, it's actually not true. I don't have the statistic coming right now. I'm not going to pull it out of my butt, but I think it was close, and you can fact check me on this. I think it was close to 1/3 of all car accidents that were fatal. It could have been less than that. It could have been like, you know, 1/4 or 1/5, but it was, you know, it was a lot more than I ever thought it was until I started doing research for it, because I want to do an episode on it. You know, the people had, when they were tox screened, they had marijuana in their system. You know, some of them had mixed where they had alcohol and marijuana, but like, it's still a drug. Take it seriously. Don't get so high you can't, you know, well, that's a ridiculous sentence, but don't get so high that, you know, you're not processing information properly and you make a bad decision and it gets you killed by driving. Obviously, like, if you're just chilling the hell at home with with your dab rig, you're going to be cooling and bowling, you're going to die. Nobody's ever died of marijuana that way. Nobody's overdosed from marijuana, and that's something that, you know, is misconstrued. I'm not trying to be like those anti-weed commercials where that girl is like completely deflated. Oh, dude, that one was the best when we were kids. She's like, they're like, Jessica, come on, I wanna hang out with. Oh no, the dog one. That one's really cool. That one's hilarious. The dog one where he's like talking to his owner and he's like, you know, you're not really you when you're high. And it's like, you're still you. You're the same fucking person. I feel like you're more out of control when you're drunk. But I don't know. I don't really drink. I drink wine. I don't give a fuck what that sounds like, but wine is kick ass. I really do. That's the one thing I do like is wine. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying when it comes to any of this shit. Weed, fucking alcohol, nicotine, anything. Like, nicotine. I don't even want to say be careful because you don't gain anything from smoking Nick. You know what I mean? Like people can make arguments on the fact of, on the behalf of weed for like medical purposes and stuff like that. Or, you know, it's not as dangerous as cigarettes or nicotine, like, you know, these vapes, but like, come on, you can't really make an argument for them. If you want to do them, but don't sit there and be like, well, it's healthy for you, man. It helps you relax. Even for like alcohol, like, you know, wines and stuff, they say like, a glass a day is actually good for your heart health, as long as it's like probably not like a super pink sugary one, you know. But and that's another no whatever, it's nothing that everybody hasn't heard a million times. But we are going to talk about we will talk about a little bit about weed in our next episode or the one following. I'm not really sure which one. Oh, I wanted to talk about this. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that Ted Cruz was the number one trending thing while Andrew Cuomo is being investigated for hiding deaths. while the, you know, Biden administration, whether you agree with them or not, I don't agree with this. And before you guys say, well, this guy's obviously Trump supporter, I did support Trump, but I also hated a lot of things he did. I do not believe for a second we should have got two stimulus checks plus a bunch of unemployment benefits all the time when we could have just opened our country up, because guess what? Inflation is happening now, and it is going to kill people. Whether you people like to admit it or not, it is. But we won't get too into that because I'll start getting pissed. But I thought that was ridiculous. All he did was go to Cancun. Whether you agree with it or not, maybe it wasn't the best decision when Texas was having a crisis, but there's nothing Ted Cruz could have done anyways. He is a federal... He represents Texas at a federal level. He couldn't have done anything at the time being. I definitely think, you know, Andrew Cuomo should have been more looked upon than Ted Cruz. Whether you like him or not, it's like, I hate how everybody makes it partisan issue. Like, you're only saying that because you're a Republican. No, if Ted Cruz was the governor of Texas and was hiding deaths, I don't give a fuck if you're Republican, an astronaut, alien, Democrat, whatever. You are a sick, depraved individual, and you need to be handled. Stop making this Democrat and Republican. Make it about the people. Please, people, stop making it that way. It doesn't have to be that way. It's what they want. They want it to where we aren't talking anymore. I want to talk to you. I want to be friends with you people. Whether you're right, left, in between, up, down, whatever. I don't care. One of my best friends is a communist. The exact opposing ideology than me. But I love him. Because he's my friend and we can get along past just politics. We'll read a couple more news things. And apparently, cancel culture, whether you agree it exists or not, takes aim at the Muppets. Apparently, it's branding it itself as, not itself, but it's being branded as offensive. I don't really care, so I'm not going to read about that. We will read this one. It'll go along with our mysteries. California mom who vanished during pandemic road trip and 8 months ago. 8 months ago. Let me restart that. Jesus. California mom who vanished during pandemic road trip 8 months ago found dead in desert. Very, very sad stuff. Ooh. Don't want to hear that. A single mother from San Francisco area who disappeared 8 months ago after reportedly embarking on a 500-mile pandemic road trip. 500 miles, that much? Like, That's like, oh, okay. I was about to say it's like across California, but that's actually looks like exactly what she did. She went on a pandemic road trip across California. She is now dead. Oof. Authorities found her remains in a rural desert area of San Bernardino, County, just north of Joshua Tree National Park. Well, let's do a little investigation here. Let's go Google Maps. I want to see what the distance between San Bernardino and San Francisco is. San Francisco. And we're going to go, so San Francisco, which I don't know. I thought the area was cool, but San Francisco itself was kind of dirty when I went. I've been all across the country. We'll talk about this sometime. I personally am not gonna talk super, you know, a lot about myself because I don't care. But I used to travel all over the country, and I don't know. I always expected more, I guess, when I went there. And I was really let down. Just because I you know, I thought it was going to be prettier. The Golden Gate Bridge was beautiful, but I don't know. I'm expecting more. All right, and then we're going to do San Bernardino. Let's see. 6 hours. Damn. So she made it. I wonder how long. So I wonder how long, like, I wonder when she, like, I'm guessing she was captured, right? I don't know how somebody just can die. Her remains were found in a sparsely incorporated territory. The remains have been identified. Apparently the manner of death couldn't be determined. I mean, it's probably a murder. I don't see this woman going on a hike and just dying. Anyone with an... Oh, if anybody has any information, you can contact Detective Michael Gerda, 909-387-3589. Callers can remain anonymous and can also contact WeTip at 800-78-CRIME or www.wetip.com. Sadly, she had a 12-year-old son. I guess she left him. When she reportedly told roommates. So where was the son during that time period? Her car was found abandoned and vandalized. She's been missing since June 17th. Wow. She was homeschooling her kid, but where did he go while she was doing this? I feel like this is very weird. Her black sedan was found with smashed windows and a shattered radio, airbags deployed. No foul play is expected at this time. I feel like cops literally are just fucking, I'm sorry. Like, when you hear some of these stories on how they were, like, found out, it's ridiculous. I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to get out of your guys' ears. I know this episode wasn't good. It's just because I want to talk to you guys. I'm sorry. I should have prepared more, but I hope you guys did enjoy listening to what I could put out today. I promise I'm going to come out with something better. I know I said weekends were going to be better, but this weekend was not that weekend, I guess. I love you guys. Please come back to the next episode of the Trouble Podcast, and hope to see you then. Thanks.